The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now you're well. Very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder, coming to you live on our summer tour from the Grand in Malahide on this spectacular day. I mean, an absolutely spectacular day. And on a day like today, what better to talk about in terms of stuff to do in Dublin than the beaches and, of course, the modern phenomenon that are saunas. We are joined now by Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel influencer and host of the Going Viral podcast. Aideen, I was just saying to you during the break that on Sunday, I live in Greystones. I walked from Bray to Greystones to Bray. Mm-hmm. Went to, I think it's called Seawater Saunas on the Prom in Bray, which is spectacular. It has a kind of viewing platform overlooking the sea, overlooking the beach, where you have these ice plunge baths, about six of them in a row. Has a hot tub out there on the roof as well, and then has three saunas. I thought I was amazing. I really did.
They're so
stunning. But it was the best day. And then popped into the Harbour Bar, pint and a fish and chips. Like, that couldn't be a more perfect day.
That is my perfect day. It really is. You can't beat them. And we have a sauna in every county in Ireland now. I'm actually doing a series on my Instagram where I try a different sauna in every county. And you'd be amazed at the different ways that people take them. And, you know, in Bray, that's so perfect. It's looking over the marina. That's where all the community is. But I was in Roscommon last week, and just a random kind of caravan park has this little inlet island, and they've built a sauna there. And it's just so stunning. But today we're here to talk about Dublin beaches.
We are.
Not Wicklow.
We're talking about saunas all
day. Not Wicklow. We're talking about Dublin.
Yes. Half a Bray is in Dublin. Yeah. The Dargle is the boundary.
Not those bats, though.
Now, as a South Wicklow woman, I would say the Bray and Greystones is tipping Dublin.
As a Greystones woman, I would kind of agree with you.
It certainly wants to be.
Anyway,
I jest. Give us your top beaches then in Dublin to go to.
Let's start with my favourite is Tower Bay in Portrane. I was actually there yesterday. I went by myself, brought the book, and I just lay out for an hour, and I was just like, you can't get better than this. It's such a unique beach. It's kind of hugged by these rugged cliffs. It feels kind of hidden. It feels like nobody knows about it, even though there was a crowd there yesterday. But the water there is crystal blue. It's so clean. And it's my favorite place to go for a swim, because you're kind of like straight in once you're walking in there. It's not, you know, some beaches you could be walking 35 minutes before you get it up to your knees. It's not like that at all. So the views here are stunning. It's also very close to Donabate, so you can do that cliff walk from the beach there if you want to kind of add a little bit more to your day. And the beach in Donabate is absolutely beautiful as well. And speaking of saunas,
it has one there, doesn't it?
It does have one, yeah. And it is stunning. I did it about 2 weeks ago, and I go there for a swim every Sunday, and every week I was like, I'm going to book the sauna now next time. I really want to do the sauna. So I finally did it. It's called the Sea Sauna, and the views from there, you're looking right out to Lamb Bay. You actually can't beat it. It is stunning.
Okay. Give us another one.
Balscadden.
Oh, my favourite.
I know you said you love Balscadden.
My favourite in Howth. It's just, I mean, it's so private or something. Even like it feels really exclusive, even though it's a really short walk from
the
village.
It feels hidden. I feel like a lot of people know about it, but are you into sea swimming?
Yeah,
because it's the best one for sea swimming, because there's no sand. It's just a pebble beach. There's no, you know, sand in your socks and your knickers when you're going home. That's the last thing you want. So
we do. It's like that movie, The Beach. We do kind of like the hidden beach, like White Rock Beach in Dalkey is another little windy down a cliffway, and people want that too.
I think you want a pilgrimage, don't you?
You do.
You're going to a beach, you want, like, and Balscadden, it's kind of that steep steps all the way down. There's actually a rope beside it. I'm like, who's using the rope? What's that for? But I think
given 20 years, I can tell you, I use the rope.
You use the rope.
Yeah, I really do. There's a sauna there as well.
There's also a sauna there.
I didn't know that.
It's not on the beach, it's just above it. It's called the Wonky Sauna. And again, it actually looks directly out to Balscadden. So you're sitting in the sauna watching and everybody swimming in the sea, but it's also kind of angled that way that it's looking right out to Ireland's Eye and the pier in Howth as well. It's just
our saunas rated, because there's so many of them now, and like that one in Bray is fantastic, but I walked by one about a week or two ago in Dunleary called the Floating Sauna. Do you know this one?
I've heard about it. I've not
I want to
it
go. It's in the kind of marina-y bit in between the West and the East Pier, and it floats, but then you can come out of it And there's a weird cage-like structure. So you can have a dip while you sit in a cage that's kind of all... It's kind of like Jaws, but in a nice way, though. It's kind of like, do you know what I mean? It's kind of... It looks like a shark cage, but you sit in it and possibly are not afraid of being eaten. Okay. But it really does look good.
Okay, a few minutes left. Give us a few more of your top beaches. We better go south side. Kira's getting very antsy here about all these north side beaches.
We have to give the south side some love. Killiney is my favourite for swimming in the south side. Again, it's that Pebblestone Beach.
Is it just me, or is the water always freezing in Killiney Beach?
Where
exactly is it warm?
It's colder. I don't know what it is.
Do you? I think the more south you go in Dublin, the colder it gets.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, not just the beaches.
I think this is some kind of bias. I'm
joking.
All right.
There's also a sauna in Killiney as well. The Hotbox have one of their branches there. They have branches all over the country, but that one in particular I love because it's right on the beach. So you're looking out to the sea as well. So
Loughshinny, going back north side.
Loughshinny really feels like a secret. And when you're on Loughshinny, it feels like you're in the west of Ireland, and that's why I love it so much. It's got really, really unique rock
formations. Where is Loughshinny? Because I'm not familiar.
It's like more north again. It's kind of near Rush, like up that way. And it's a tiny little fishing village. So it's got the harbour, big strip of beach. That is a beach now that the tide can be walking for a long time to get in if you were to swim there. So it's more, I would say, more scenic for walks than swims.
Okay, what about the beach close to us here in Malahide?
I had to put it on the list, didn't I? Malahide Beach, I think, is just great for walks, runs, family activity. It's really got so much space for everyone, and you're looking out to the estuary on one side.
It's so beautiful. We went out on fishing trips earlier. We went out in one of the boats, and we were going out through the estuary, and there was all little, obviously this is the end of school, and all little primary school kids on the beach, must have been their school tour.
Yeah.
And they were all waving and we were waving, so, and it was just absolutely doughty.
It was.
You can't beat it. I love it.
Okay, two more to finish.
Yeah.
One on the south side, one on the north side.
Vico Bats, not a beach, but I think you have to put it on the list, don't you?
Swimming spot.
Harry Styles has gone for a swim there, Ed Sheeran. And I can see why. I think it's like one of the most, it kind of feels Mediterranean, I think, when you turn off Vico Road. Again, a bit of a pilgrimage, which we love to see. And then you just get hit with that view and you look down and you see the little changing area, everybody jumping in. And I like Vico because you just have to get straight in when you're there. There's no like dipping your toe, thinking about it for a while.
Well, there's always somebody behind you as well. So you just got to get
pressure. You just got to launch yourself in.
And where all the kids on the north side go if it's a hot day?
Burrow Beach, the hole in the wall. It is, I would say, on a day like this, it is packed, but it's such a big beach that it can hold it. You could walk forever on that beach. It could take you 2-3 hours to walk the length of that beach, but it's absolutely beautiful and a great place for a swim as well.
Okay, absolutely brilliant choices. Love to have more time to chat about Aideen Fitzmaurice, travel influencer and host of the brilliant The Going Viral podcast. Thanks indeed for popping into us.
Thanks, Aideen.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.